started by my brother, who was 15 years my senior, and came on and eventually ended up senior partner. Then when I retired, the firm folded up. We had 13 branches, and I remember setting up each one. I remember setting up the first one, which was in Royston, and I opened it on the 22nd November 1954. But I didn't want the business. I was never really interested in commercial business. But of course I had to, in order to keep it going. And I mean, we had to find the work for... We had a total staff of 90 employees. And you had to find... Well, I mean, the partners had to, and find the work for the people to do. But I wanted to be going to medicine. That was my... I would have given anything in the world to have gone into medicine. I started work earning 8 shillings and 10 pence a week. 8 shillings and 10 pence, my total income. And no, then, of course, I joined the army, and I was in the regular army during the war. And when we finished learning, or... But as soon as war in Europe and Japan finished, as soon as that was over, I applied and was accepted as a result of the work I'd done beforehand during that. I joined and was accepted by the Royal Army Educational Corps, which I did then, and ended up teaching people, of course, about everything I knew absolutely nothing at all about myself. And... that's indeed where I ended, and enjoyably, I enjoyed that. I could have been, if I'd have chosen the profession of a schoolmaster, I would have enjoyed that. And I did enjoy the idea of imparting, I wouldn't say knowledge, information to other people, and perhaps knowledge as well. That is what I